Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We're learning now, yesterday, the mayor of Minneapolis, Jacob Frey, made it mandatory to wear masks in public buildings when you are in Minneapolis. Yet, we just heard a clip from Dr. Osterholm saying the masks don't do that much. What is your opinion of this? And is it just opinion? Like, what's the situation with the masks?
Yeah, that's a good question. Dr. Osterholm said that, huh? Well, Dr. Osterholm is an expert.
Yeah.
And more than I am on public health. I want to say that. And so, but my take on it is this. We owe it to the public to give our best educated opinions, and we owe it to the public to stick to the science as much as we can. And to be honest, the science is not, there isn't a ton of science on an entire population wearing cloth masks in a pandemic, because this situation's never occurred mm-hmm. before, so we don't know. So we have to rely on our best judgment. When you wear a mask in public, you are protecting others. That has to be the number one message that we're giving. Now, to the degree you're protecting others, we're not sure. Are you protecting yourself? Probably not as much as you're protecting others. But if everybody is a little distant apart and everybody in the grocery store is wearing a mask, it seems to make the most sense, even though we don't have proof of the science, but it makes the most sense that we are reducing transmission to others that way. I think Dr. Osterholm, far be it for me to say anything contrary to what he does, he's 10 times more of an expert than I am. But I think his worry is probably that people get overconfident. If you're wearing one of these masks, you can't go and be slobbering all over each other and in close contact with each other, and it makes you feel invincible. You're not invincible just because you have a mask on, but you are probably, in my opinion, reducing the risk to others. So I'm in favor of the, I wouldn't probably go to a crowded place where people weren't wearing masks. I think that is a common sense way to go.
Fair enough. And I appreciate you asking that because, you know, as lay people, it's just the public, it is confusing and people get worked up about this as a political issue. So it's okay that there are differing opinions. That's okay. And we get to make the choice. So thank you for your opinion on the show. I want to talk about this surge timing. You know, folks are now starting to predict out, and maybe this had something to do with the state fair being canceled, about when the next surge is going to be. Do you have any insight on, now that things are starting to open up this week, when we will see a second wave?
Yeah, it's interesting, Jordana. Probably we're going to be peaking in July, and then it's going to come down in August, and then it'll probably go up again. But you'll notice I'm saying a lot of probablys. What I'm seeing in the hospital today, I think the public would be shocked to know that the state of Minnesota has relatively few beds available in our ICUs today. In fact, hospitals are, we are now ramping up, at least in the metro area. There are precious few intensive care unit beds in this city. And we are actively calling other hospitals to say, do you have a bed? I got a patient. Do you have a bed? So we are already not breaking, but we are really surging right now in our hospitals. And so as this continues over the summer, I think it's going to be probably a summertime, hopefully it gets a little bit better, but then I just couldn't even predict what might happen this coming fall. I think it's going to be a long haul, but I do anticipate more cases. The more we open up, the more cases we're going to be. So it's definitely a balancing act.
Well, that is troubling to hear. I certainly did not know that you guys are almost at capacity and you're looking for new beds. So thanks for enlightening us on that. And we also learned this week at the governor's press conference that there was a shipment of PPE that was supposed to be delivered to Minnesota that the governor said was misdirected. He said he called Dr. Deborah Birx, he called the vice president, and nobody could tell him where this shipment of PPE heading to Minnesota that was paid for by Minnesota, it seemed to have been pilfered by the feds. Now, of course, I don't know, I don't expect you to know where it went, but are we still low on PPE, and how are you feeling about you and your staff being protected in the hospital?
Yeah, I don't know where it went either, but I'd love to know, because I heard that. I believe that to be the case, is that it got diverted somewhere. At least in my hospital and in a regional coordination that we're doing, it's not for lack of trying. We're placing orders. We're putting up the money. It's not like we're holding back. It's just not getting delivered. There's one thing about ordering it. There's another about taking delivery, and it doesn't ever seem to show up. That being said, that seems to have, we have a glimmer of hope this week. Our CEO told me that she thinks she found some N95 masks, you know, through supply chains, and so I'm optimistic. But right now, we have a little better than a little while ago, but it's still not ideal. I would love every single person to have a new mask every patient they saw, but they don't. So the only reason we have an adequate amount now is because of extreme measures our nurses and doctors and others are taking. We're putting our masks in paper bags, for instance. Well, I wish we didn't have to do that to reuse them. I wish we had enough for everybody to use them as they were intended. So it's a nuanced conversation about, do we have enough? Well, everybody's wearing a mask. Is it enough? Ideally, no, it's not. And I wish that shipment had showed up when we bought it. I don't know where it went, but I did understand that it was maybe diverted somehow at a level higher than the state of Minnesota.
I am disappointed to hear that, Doctor. I mean, taking care of our healthcare workers should be the utmost of importance. And hey, getting shipments that Minnesotans bought and paid for, that should be important too. But sir, we wish you the best. We wish you health. And thank you again for answering all these questions today.
Absolutely, John Dana. Have a great holiday weekend, everybody. We'll get through this.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.